Let's wind this puppy up. 5, 4, 3.
It's episode 277, and we've got plugins for custom thank you pages, AMP for WooCommerce, importing events from meetup.com, restricting login IPs, and a great way to decorate your WordPress site for the holidays. It's all coming up next on WordPress Plugins A to Z. WordPress. It's the most popular content management and website solution on the internet. And with over 30,000 plugins to choose from, how do you separate the junk from the gems? Join John Overall and Marcus Couch for this weekly unrehearsed conversation about the latest and greatest in WordPress plugins. This is WordPress Plugins A to Z.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be hiding out there on the globe today. Coming to you direct from the Great White North, where we are still plagued with some technical difficulties, I'm John Overall, and with me is...
And from rainy, yet pleasant, Laguna Beach, California, I'm Marcus Couch.
And we've got the usual great show for you here today. But of course, right off the top, let's remind you that we can get all the show notes over at WPPluginsAtoZ.com. And if you got a couple of minutes, we'd greatly appreciate your time on Stitcher Radio, hitting that little thumbs up button in the corner, or if you're listening in the iTunes store, leaving us a review there.
Yes, remember that anytime you leave us an iTunes review, it does help us out with the rankings. And all across the globe, we are consistently in the top 5 as far as WordPress podcasts, and we'd like to stay that way. So please help us out and give us a review. Also, remember, you can follow the show on Twitter at WP Plugins A to Z.
Absolutely. And Twitter sometimes is a very interesting place to be. And of course, don't forget, we are WordPress professionals. I myself make a living doing, fixing WordPress websites for the most part. And of late, I've been helping a lot of people move their websites around and find exactly what they need for their WordPress websites, basically solving the problems that they never got around to dealing with when they first set them up. So if you need any help with your WordPress website, well, feel free to pick up the phone, give me a call, 818-850-7729, or send an email to john@wppro.ca.
And remember, I've got that promotion going on over at membershipcoach.com. If you enter promo code WPAZ into the monthly plan, it takes it from $97 to $67 a month. Really beneficial program that everybody will get something out of. Membershipcoach.com.
Okay, and right here we'd like to do a little bit of thanking of our donors. Those of you out there who are donating to the show, we greatly appreciate your support. Your donations help us to improve the show, the website, and everything, even when we do have our minor plague of technical glitches with the sound, and we're working through them. We'll have them all solved. Anyway, we'd like to thank this week here $50 from Jeremy at jazzweb.com.au, and a little note came with it. Keep up the great work, guys. This donation brought to you on behalf of Stayport Stevens at stayportstevens.com.au, which provides holiday accommodation and another great WordPress website by the team at JezWeb. Thank you very much. Well, thanks a lot, Jeremy. We greatly appreciate your support of the show. And those of you out there, if you donate $50 or more, send us a note, send us a link to a show or to a website. We'll read it out here. And as you can see from Jeremy at Jazzwez, it's a great way to donate on behalf of your clients also. So,
yeah, and it's a great way to get backlinks, because not only do we put the backlink in our site, but our podcast then gets repurposed by a ton of other websites.
Oh, absolutely.
Post it and send links to it and all of that. So it's really beneficial by the time it's all said and done. That thing's got a lot of Google juice attached to it.
Yes.
So it's a really great way to, if you start a new website, maybe talk about your latest work and give a link to it. And boy, that's that, you're going to get some instant Google traction from that. So we do appreciate everybody who donates.
Absolutely. Okay, and we'd also like to thank all donors who came in under $50. You know who you are. and also for our Patreon donors. We really appreciate the Patreon donors out there. And if you'd like to become a Patreon donor, you can go to patreon.com/WPPluginsA to Z, where you can donate on a monthly basis. And as an incentive, if you donate $50 or $40 or more a month, you gain access to the exclusive sections of the WP support at website, which is attached to WP Plugins A to Z, which is coming along quite nicely, little by little.
Good. And one thing that we've been also releasing, thanks to donations, is transcriptions.
Yes.
And that is a big, big help to people that are hearing impaired that cannot listen to the podcast. They can actually read the podcast. And I've gotten more than one email since I mentioned it, talking about that and talking about how they really do appreciate the transcripts as far as the reactions that we have. And they are natural. It's not... It is literally everything that we say, good or bad.
Yeah.
I look at it, I'm like, oh, I need to tighten that up a little bit. But I actually like the natural flow.
Good natural flow.
The banter between the both of us.
And the transcripts do start at the point where we start talking about the plugins. They don't cover all the pre-show stuff here.
Mm-hmm. Just the meat.
And this week also, I would like to give a shout out to David and the guys at Fat Cat Apps with the plugin QuizCat, which I reviewed in last episode. As I reviewed in the last show, I thought it was a great plugin, but I was having a couple of issues with it, and I thought it might be in the MU environment or possibly my plugin mix that I have. Turned out it was the plugin mix I have. They came in, they took a look at it, they found a couple of little glitches, a couple of conflicts with a couple of common plugins that I use, and they've made corrections to it, fixed it up, and they're going to be sending out that bits in their next update for the plugin. So make sure you check out the plugin QuizCat. It was a really great plugin. For the full review, refer back to the previous episode at 276. So thanks a lot, guys. Kudos to the guys at Fat Cat Apps.
I love it how that works out when we have just a base review and talk about it, and the developer fixes it. I love that.
Yep. It turned out quite nicely, and pretty soon we'll have this really cool quiz you can go look at, and maybe it'll go viral off of the WP plugin site as soon as I get it all tweaked and fine-tuned.
Yeah? What are you going to make? What WordPress plugin are you?
What WordPress plugin are you? What are the secrets? Learn the secrets of WP plugins A to Z.
Yeah. Actually, I thought something was pretty funny. I forgot which WordCamp it was. I'd have to look at it. But they invented a drink called Hello Dolly for their WordCamp.
That's cool. I actually started a Cards Against WordPress as a bit of a program when I was doing the Kickstarter, and I got to finish that up. Hmm. So a WordPress segment of Cards Against Humanity. All right. Well, the next part of our show, I've got no real news this week. There have been a couple of bits and pieces in WordPress drama this week, but you'll have to go out there and review them for yourself to find out bits and pieces about that. So we're going to avoid that this week.
There have been?
Yeah, there was. It was big news there. One of, what was his name? I actually had the information up, but I decided to just skip over it due to all the other glitches I was having this morning. And he put an open letter to the WordPress community about leaving the WordPress community.
Oh, that's James Dolman.
James Dolman. There you go. Thank you. Yeah. Well, then what happened was then several other posts relating to his post started appearing across the WordPress drama sphere.
Yeah, I know. So I like James a lot, and he's probably going to be a good friend of mine. I've had him on as a guest and on WordPress Weekly before. And it's a shame what some of the reaction has been. I think if you're going to leave, you know, just leave. But
well, you know,
sometimes if you just want to make a post about it, that's cool too. And I don't really understand all the weird reaction around it.
Yeah, well, that's the way the WordPress community is formulated. One day we'll have a segment here, and we'll just go into all that stuff and have a grand old time.
Yeah.
But at any rate, we've got a little bit of listener feedback this week. More of a question. And this one here It's, "Hello, John and Marcus. I discovered your podcast after starting my first e-commerce website, and it has been most helpful. I've run into an issue that I imagine a plugin should solve, but I can't find one that does what I need, or maybe it's that I haven't found the right terminology. If I'm using multiple order fulfillment methods, is there a plugin that will allow me to choose which method is assigned to which product? For example, if I'm selling t-shirts that are printed with Printful and pants that are housed at an order fulfillment warehouse and various other items that I ship from my personal office, how can I assign each product in my store to just one of those three fulfillment options? If anyone knows the answer, it's you. Thanks, Forrest." Well, Forrest, I kind of dug into this a little bit. I know that I've run across a plugin once that would help with it, but I couldn't remember it or find it. But I did notice there are numerous plugins for allowing to multiple fulfillment areas, but they're set for individual fulfillment centers. So one of my suggestions would be to take a look at these. And if you find one that sort of works, hire a developer to fork it out and turn it into what you need it to do. And just think, if you manage to pull that one off, you could take that plugin and market it to others in your situation. So that's what I've got. Anything from you, Marcus?
Same exact thing.
Yeah.
If you find something that's very close, it gets you about 80% of the way there, and then find out what it doesn't do, take detailed notes as to what else you need it to do, jump on Elance or one of those things, Upwork, and put your bid out there. And you could probably get that done for, I bet, $50.
Quite possibly. At any rate, you could find yourself with the fulfillment of a great plugin. So check it out, Forrest. It may help you out. Okay, that's pretty much all I've got. Any other bits and pieces from you there, Marcus?
Yep, that's just about it. I think it's time.
All right, then it's time to jump into the meat and potatoes. So off we go. Okay, the first plugin I've got here this week is called Authorize IP Address. Now, this plugin here, you can use it to add a new layer of security to your website, and it may be especially useful if with a membership website. What this plugin does is it helps prevent users from sharing their login credentials, especially in the case of membership sites, or it helps lock them down to specific computers. It takes a look at the IP address that they log in from, and then it logs that IP address into the database. And then the next time that user logs in, it checks to see if they're logging from the same IP address they logged in from previously. If it doesn't match, what it does, it then sends an email off to the user that they must use the link in the email address to then log into the website to change their IP address. And this helps to prevent sharing of their login information to pass out around the world. It does kind of create a bit of a glitch for people who are on, well, normal high-speed internet, where your IP address will change from time to time, but it doesn't usually happen but every few months. So it's got minor amounts of issues with it, but other than that, it's a really great plugin. You can also set it to send notifications to the administrator of the website when this occurs. So if you want to track to see if your users are trying to abuse the system. So a very useful plugin. Simply install and activate the plugin and then watch the IP addresses stack up. All in all, a pretty decent plugin. Authorize IP address, and I give it a 4 Dragon rating.
Yes, and you can actually use this also if you are the only one that uses your website and just lock it down to your IP.
Yes, and lock down your no problem. Lock down your user your own login to it.
Mm-hmm. That's right, and then you won't have any problems or any issues with anybody hacking into your particular instance.
Yep,
it's pretty cool. All right, I want to talk about some WooCommerce stuff today a little bit. And the first one is called Custom Thank You Page for WooCommerce. Now, why would you need a custom thank you page? There's a number of different reasons, one of which is if you're doing any kind of advertising, especially Facebook advertising, where you'd like to put that Facebook pixel in there. This is great because then you can put a different thank you pixel in the page for every single product that you have or whatever you're advertising for. And this is outstanding for that, and that's exactly the usage that I used for this. Very simple, very straightforward. Just allows you to set the thank you page on a product-by-product basis. And when the plugin is installed, you see a new field under the general tab for each product edit screen. And that's where you can put in where the different thank you pages reside. And this is an excellent plugin for anybody that's using WooCommerce. And I rated it a perfect 5 out of 5.
Very nice. Excellent. That can be quite useful. Send them to just what you want them to have after the end. Okay. The next plugin I've got here is called HTAccess IP Block. Now, this one looked like another way to help secure up your website when I first saw it in the initial description, and it looked like it would be quite useful. The only thing is to use this plugin, you will need some minor technical skills and access to your web server or the Apache server configuration. So if you don't have those, if you're in a shared environment, the plugin's not going to be a lot of use for you. What it does is it sets a new rule in the htaccess file that allows blocking of IP addresses. Instead of collecting a list of IPs in the htaccess file, it sets them up in the MySQL database. A really great way to go about it, but when you got to do some customizations to your Apache server and your htaccess file, and you need a little bit of technical skills to do that and access the server, the average user on a shared hosting environment, which is probably the vast majority of people out there, won't be able to use it as well, or if at all. So, pretty decent plugin. If you've got the skills and the access, it can be of great help. If you don't have them, not going to be a lot of help. So I had to give this a 3 dragon rating. It's HTAccess IP Block.
Huh. Interesting. All right. The next one is also a WooCommerce edition. It is called AMP WooCommerce. It takes two of my favorite things and mushes them together like a Reese's peanut butter cup. You can now enable AMP on your e-commerce store. And AMP is a mobile protocol that is vital for Google. And in fact, they do serve up AMP results now more than they would non-AMP results. So now you can enable AMP in your e-commerce store with no pain at all. You can expect it to do fast updates and really serve up your product pages a lot quicker when it comes to mobile. So, very good, very nice plugin, and I rated it a 4 out of 5.
Very nice. Okay, the final plugin I've got here is, of course, one that I haven't done one of these in quite some time, and I figure, well, we've got Halloween upon us, Thanksgiving's approaching, Christmas is approaching, hey, everyone likes to decorate for these holidays. Well, this is a plugin to allow you to decorate for your website in the same process. It's called Decorations for All Occasions, and it's a great, simple little plugin that allows you to change the decorations on your website for all of the holidays, Christmas, Thanksgiving, New Year's, 4th of July, just a whole bunch of holidays, and it just puts those decorations up there. It's just kind of a fun plugin. It's relatively new. It seems to work pretty well, so check it out. Decorations for All Occasions, and I give it a 4 dragon rating.
Very nice. All right. One final one here we got, and that is for anybody who wants to import events from meetup.com.
Oh.
Yeah. It's a plugin add-on for anybody who uses the events calendar or events manager. That's from, what are they called? Modern Tribe, I think they're
okay.
Names. And it's basically just an add-on plugin. You set up your meetup.com API into this plugin, and then you can start to import all of your meetup events. Really nice for anybody who's running any kind of specialized site where you have a meetup group. And I rated this one a 4 out of 5.
Very nice. I may actually have to explore that one. I've run into many problems with what used to be my favorite calendar, and I'm in the process of exploring new calendars. And I've used the calendar from Modern Tribe a couple of times. I wonder if they've improved it since the last time I touched it.
There's been a couple of revisions. I do use it for one of my clients, yeah. And it works pretty well. In fact, it's funny because I have to do all of their entries from June until January later today. That's like 96 different calendar entries. Yeah,
well, I like the idea of the meetup because I run a meetup group and for my fitness website, and I would love to import the meetup events right directly into my website calendar.
Yeah.
So I'm going to have this one here might push me that direction.
All right.
All right. Well, that sounds like a great plugin for folks to check out. So anyway, this episode, I covered up authorized IP address, which I gave a 4.2, HT access IP block, which I gave a 3.2, and decorations for occasions, which I gave a 4.2.
And I talked about the custom thank you page for WooCommerce, gets a 5 out of 5. AMP WooCommerce gets a 4 out of 5. And import meetup events, we just talked about, gets a 4 out of 5.
Very good. And this is a commercial spot, but I'm busy sharing this space. This is time to share it with others. And currently, I'd like to let everyone out there know about a great resource for WordPress-related site issues. You can check it out at www.blogaid.net. This site is run by Mayanna, and I've interviewed her a couple of times on a few shows, as well have been on her shows a couple of times. She's a really great woman, has some really great WordPress knowledge. The information she gives out on her website is fantastic, and she's been involved with WordPress about as long as I have, maybe a bit longer, and she provides great resources on her site, as well as great services, so check it out at blogaid.net.
Very good. And just a reminder, the membership coach program is your go-to resource for all the training, advice, and support you need to develop and grow a profitable membership site. So head on over to membershipcoach.com and join us for our first sessions. You can join as low as $67 a month when you use promo code WPAZ. And you can also check out some of the blog posts that I've been doing. I think I have like 6 or 7 up there now that are pretty rocking. And also Membership Coach podcast. So you can find it all over at membershipcoach.com.
Excellent. Okay, and just the usual reminders, don't forget, we'd appreciate you taking your time and reviewing us over at the iTunes store. Those reviews really help the show out. And if you're listening on Stitcher Radio, hit that little thumbs up button in the corner or stop in on their website and leave us a review. And don't forget, you can find us over on Google AirPlay.
Absolutely. And how can they contact us, John?
They can reach me on my website at johnoverall.com, or you can send an email direct to john@wppro.ca.
You can find me at marcuscouch.com, membershipcoach.com, on Twitter at marcuscouch. And remember to follow this show on Twitter at WPPlugins A to Z.
And that's all we got for you now. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the show. This show is copyright by johnoverall.com. So until next time, have yourselves a good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe today.